Killing the pig, it was a very
well, dramatic experience for a young boy growing up in Kerry 30, 40 years ago. First of all, the kitchen table was moved to the yard. The pig was cut bodily and hoisted onto the table, where he was killed rather unceremoniously with a long dagger of a knife. In the meantime, pots, big black pots of boiling water were being prepared. Then this boiling water was poured into a barrel or tub, and the pig was dipped into it, front end first. Then he was turned, the rear end was placed in next. And usually then the men proceeded to remove, to shave the pig with old cutthroat razors. They were the implements used. Then, of course, the pig was opened. We all know, we're well up in biology, but in those days before courses were introduced to leaving cert pupils or inter-cert pupils, but the puddings was one of the things we look forward to, the black puddings. Now, first of all, when the intestine of the pig was removed, the boys had the job of taking these to the nearby stream, where we proceeded to chop them into about 3 foot lengths or 2 foot lengths, and then to turn them in the water. Sometimes an eel came along and bit at these and pulled at them, but that didn't deter us from our job. Now, when we brought these back home, they were placed in brine for a few days. Now, when the blood was drawn from the pig, it was important to keep stirring it, or else it clotted. Then the mothers, they proceeded to prepare for filling the black puddings. Usually the ingredients added to the blood were oatmeal, chopped onions, spices or peppers or a little salt, and the fat from the animal was rendered, and what was the fat or lard was poured into jars. What remained after the rendering was allowed to harden and was chopped finely and added to the pudding, to the mixture for the black puddings. Puddings were filled by hand with a mug or jug, and then they were placed in boiling water. It was important to pinch them or prod them, or else they would burst. The prodding was done to allow air to escape. Usually then, when the puddings were filled and the pigs were cut up, the neighbours were treated to some pork and some black puddings, and in due course, when they killed their pigs, a piece of theirs was very welcome.